Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Lisa Cooper. Date of birth is 1/27/1961. Date of procedure is October 25th, 2023. Procedure performed is endoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is GERD, abdominal pain, dysphagia, comma, anemia. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all to the patient, period. The patient was brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in a left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Careful examination was made of the duodenal lobe, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia, period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was evidence of a dilated upper and mid esophagus with retained liquid noted. Biopsies were obtained of this area for EOE. Next line. There was distal reflux esophagitis noted, graded as LA grade C. This area was biopsied for further evaluation. Next line. There was a distal nodule at the, there was a distal esophageal nodule which was biopsied for histology. Next line. There was a small hiatal hernia. Next line, gastric body and gastric antrum appeared erythematous. These were both biopsied separately for histology. Next line, there were multiple polyps noted in the body and one in the cardia. Several of the gastric body polyps were sampled with cold biopsy polypectomy, and the cardia polyp was also removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These were put in two separate jars, period. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D3. The duodenum was pale in appearance. Biopsies were obtained from D2 and the bulb, period. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeating EGD in 2 to 3 months for resolution of esophagitis. Next line, will need to up the dose of her PPI to 40 milligrams BID, as she is already on omeprazole 20 milligrams. Next line, may need referral to CARE based on biopsy findings from the nodule, period. Next line. With the evidence of the dilated esophagus and liquid noted in the esophagus, would recommend CAT scan for evaluation of the distal esophagus to make sure that the patient does not have another cause or possible pseudoachalasia from a mass that was not noted on endoscopy, period. Would also refer to motility center, as she has a history of crest and scleroderma and may have an esophageal motility disorder.